I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Venezuela is in freefall, but it's been falling a long time. The past month alone has seen almost daily street protests in the capital, Caracas, and many have been violent. Hannah Dreyer is with the Associated Press in Caracas and often joins us to tell us what's going on there. I gather you've been figuring out all sorts of ways to move about the city today because barricades are blocking traffic, like, almost everywhere.
That's right. This morning I was out at the protest and I thought that I'd go back to the office just to file. And the entire city is shut down. So there are riot police lining all the ways that the protesters might try to get to the center of the city. But then there are also riot police like four rows deep in random parts of the city where we're not going to see any protesters today. I've never seen anything like it in Caracas. The whole city is just taken over by National Guard and National Police. And there are kind of protesters dispersed everywhere. A lot of people are watching state security forces right now to see what they do. Just today, the death count in these protests went up to 31, and we're probably not going to get through the day without more deaths.
So it's kind of eerie that you are predicting almost another fatality later. The number of protesters killed in the demonstrations does appear to be rising. Why do you think the violence is intensifying?
I mean, I certainly hope that nobody else dies in these protests, but lately it does feel like we can't get through a major protest without some young kid getting killed in the streets. And part of what's behind that is that the government is clamping down much harder than it has in the past on these protests. Usually what would happen is there would be a big march and then riot police would come out and break the march up. But now we're seeing police and National Guard firing on protesters basically from the minute they start congregating. And a lot of people are being killed by what looks like tear gas. So riot police will fire tear gas almost like they're firing a gun. They're firing it directly into the crowds. And this is a country with a lot of medical shortages. So some people aren't making it.
These street demonstrations have been going on for a month, Hannah. What would you say is different today in terms of people's grievances?
People are just so angry. Every day, people are more furious. There are more people in the street. On Monday, President Maduro said that he was going to rewrite the Constitution. And I was up till 1 writing that story. I put that story out on the wire, and I went to bed, and it felt like I was asleep for 5 minutes. And then I got woken up by people chanting and yelling right outside my window.
Wow.
And these barricades had gone up all over my neighborhood.
I mean, President Maduro has made some extreme proposals recently, wanting to dissolve the Congress and backed away from that. Now, as you say, his Supreme Court has proposed this new legislative body with the power to rewrite the Constitution. Isn't that basically the same thing as dissolving Congress? And what's been reaction to this proposal?
It seems like Maduro is just taking more steps to grab power. This proposal is his latest bid to kind of seize back the conversation here. People are very focused on protests. And Maduro is now saying that he wants to call basically a constitutional convention and rewrite the Constitution. And that's a huge deal because his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, rewrote the Constitution. And that was one of his signature achievements. So for Maduro to now be trying to undo that is a pretty huge step.
I mean, there's a lot going on in Washington, but the U.S. Senate is trying to address the crisis in Venezuela. What are the options on the table in Washington?
Well, just this week, we've seen a lot of movement. So the State Department said on Tuesday that it was considering more sanctions against officials here. And then today, a bipartisan group of Congress members introduced legislation that would basically do that, increase sanctions.
What difference do you think sanctions would make? Would they be at all effective at this point?
Well, I'll tell you that the only time I've seen President Maduro's popularity get a bump in 3 years is right after the U.S. imposed the last round of sanctions. So if we get sanctions, the administration is sure to use that as a propaganda tool and say that it's the empire trying to meddle in the third world like they always do. That's really one of Maduro's favorite talking points. But it's also possible that these sanctions are going to make people lower down in the government start to worry that if they don't choose this time to take a stand against what looks like an increasing autocratic government, that they could be next on the sanctions list. And I think that's the hope up in Washington.
Are we reaching a boiling point in Venezuela? And what will that boiling point be, do you think?
There are a lot of people talking right now about leaving the country, if only for a few months. usually what happens here is that protests flare up and then they die down. So for the past couple years, whenever I've seen a movement like this, I've kind of expected things to normalize within a few weeks. But it's very hard to see how things are going to die down here right now without Maduro leaving office or becoming extremely autocratic. A lot of the protesters, though, are saying that they're not going to leave the streets until there is a dramatic change. And so far, they've made good on that.
AP reporter Hannah Dreyer in Caracas. Always good to hear from you. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Margaret.